Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's got to be so hurtful and so confusing when a sister seemingly out of nowhere just cuts you off. 4 years with no advance notice, no tension, no nothing. That's Allison here. She's our listener. That's her story, that 4 years ago, her sister just kind of cut her off and she really has no idea why. Zero. We can't identify any kind of conflict that led up to it. She said that they weren't adversarial. It wasn't a tense sisterhood or anything like that. It's just like, poof, out of nowhere.
What's the longest everybody has gone without speaking to a sibling?
Oh, damn, dude.
Well, you can't play.
You guys aren't going to beat me.
A month?
Yeah.
Max?
I can't remember the last time I spoke to my brother, but I have a feeling after the last segment we did where I made fun of him, I'm going to be getting a call from him later today. Probably June, so like a month ago.
Yeah. Month ago.
Yeah, I would say a month, maybe two at the max.
Yeah.
How about you?
About the same.
Yeah.
I mean, then you'll realize how much time has passed, because it, especially once you get kids involved and you look at the calendar and you're like, how did it become August?
A decade flew by. Flew right by.
Is it a decade?
It was, yeah. It might have been longer than that. Yeah, my mom did a number on all of us.
I know she did. Mm-hmm.
So, me and the middle brother hadn't talked 15 years.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I went like a year and a half one time.
Did you really? Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because he was deployed.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't count that. If that's the case, then I'm in the same boat as you, Tommy.
All right, so Allison reached out to us, and she's like, hey, can you guys at least contact my sister and try to give me some kind of idea why she's not talking to me anymore? So we put this in our show director Tommy's hands, and he did the legwork on this, Allison, and he can take it from here.
All right.
Okay.
So I reached out to your sister, Abigail, and I'll tell you, it did take some convincing, but she finally did agree to respond with the reason for your estrangement. And you may not see things the same way as she does. She says it's such a difficult and personal situation. However, I'm kind of surprised she's asked or even cares that she doesn't have a relationship with me. Growing up, Allison wasn't just mean to me. I was essentially bullied by her. She made fun of me both at home and at school, and it was more than just typical sister fighting. I've carried those feelings with me all these years, and though I tried to put those feelings behind, I never really got over it. We both tried to be civil as adults, but I'd still catch glimpses of the bully I knew her to be as a child. When our daughters were 8 and 10, I saw the same dynamic happening between them at Christmas. Her daughter was treating mine the same way Allison treated me. That's when I realized that I needed to protect my daughter from this repeating pattern. I didn't want my daughter to go through what I went through, and I knew I had to keep our distance. Obviously, I still have unresolved feelings about how Allison treated me. So, the decision to cut ties wasn't made lightly, but I believe it's in my best interest and my daughter's. So, there you have it.
That's heavy, Allison.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers here. Initially, what are you thinking?
Wow. I mean, I feel like that's not fair. I mean, how I acted when I was a kid, and then we're adults having this relationship, and then suddenly no communication, and just, I mean, that's just, I feel like... if she would speak with me, we could maybe work this out. Like, if she would have given me a chance to resolve this. I mean, it just sounds like she just, like, shut up, like, just suddenly shut down. Like, that's not fair. That's not a relationship. Like,
you're right. It's not fair. It's really, really not fair. She is dealing with unresolved issues from your guys' youth. She sees your youth very, very differently. And it's triggering for her, it sounds like, when she sees her daughters going through the same thing with your daughters. So she's protecting her kid. In her mind, she's protecting her kids from the same kind of pain that she went through. And she's also reliving the pain of your guys' past whenever she sees that. Now, the truth is she should have said something to you. I mean, on a bunch of different levels, like, hey, your kids are treating my kids this way, or blah, bitty, blee, bitty, blah. There should have been something other than a complete cutoff.
Well, was there ever conversations, Allison, that she had about the way you treated her?
I mean, not really. I mean, a little bit, like, when we turned 21 and we started drinking and we started kind of rehashing stuff from the past, and we kind of just like cheers, and we're glad that we were sort of out of that period of our lives. And I mean, our daughters, like, you can't keep your kid in a bubble. I mean, like, that's part of childhood. Like, she needs to be able to interact with other kids. And I mean, if my kid was like a little bit aggressive, then she needs to learn how to stand up for herself, not just like not see her family or not see people that she has a conflict with.
And I think you just lost everybody who was on your side. Because here's the thing. What your sister did to you, cutting you off with no explanation and never talking to you in all the years of your life about how she felt bullied by you, is BS. And I'm angry on your behalf because that is not fair and you're blindsided. Your sister's feelings can be valid, but it can also be true that that wasn't how the right way to teach you. But here's the thing. If you want a relationship with your sister, you are going to have to take accountability, and you can't lash out angrily over what she did to you. If I were in your position, I would see if she would be willing to come to a couples counseling session with me where we could talk about all of these things under a monitored by a professional environment, and she can actually hash out everything, and then you can respond in that closed setting and start repairing your relationship. But it sounds like she was trying to protect her kid. She has these feelings of what she went through as a child, and she buried them, continued to have a relationship, and then she saw it playing out with her child, knowing how it affected her. She removed her child from what she saw was a toxic situation. That's on both of you. You can't bubble wrap your kid. You're totally right. But she got her out of a bad situation, and it's also on you to notice, like, hey, it's hard feedback, but if your kid's being aggressive, that's a conversation you as a parent need to have as well. And I know that's hard to hear.
Like, the fact, Allison, instead of taking accountability, you automatically, like, blamed her for not, like, parenting better. That kind of spoke volumes to me.
Here is Christy that wants in on this. Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, I probably missed some of the conversation because I was talking to just Romeo. Because the first thing that I heard was that immediately made me call was when she heard the news, is that she, her go-to was blaming the sister. And so, as the child of a narcissistic mother, I have spent my entire, I'm 58 years old. I just found out that my mother's a narcissist. Thank you, TikTok. Because I thought that was just life. That's the way it was. I'm an only child. I didn't have anybody else to go to. And I always wondered why she didn't like me. And so now I know. And so the other thing is that a narcissist will never, ever accept responsibility for anything they do. I'm not saying this girl's a narcissist. I've only been on TikTok 2 years. I've got to think, though, that that's kind of where this is headed, because she didn't want to take responsibility. It was automatically lashing out at the sister. And there's no way that girl didn't know that her sister felt that way growing up.
Christy, I appreciate you listening. Thank you. Look, Allison, you got a lot to chew on here. How you handle this with your sister is your business, but now you know where she's coming from.
Wow. Thanks, you guys.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks. Thanks.
Hey, you wanted answers. You got answers. All right.
The Burt Show.